Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you here. In Tennessee, a new law goes into effect today allowing public school teachers to teach alternatives to scientific concepts like evolution and climate change. Now, the bill is being called derisively by many the Monkey Bill. You know what that is. That's a reference to the Scopes Monkey Trial of 1925. In the original bill, a teacher named John T. Scopes was prosecuted by the state of Tennessee for violating a state ban on teaching evolution. Remember that movie, Inherit the Wind? Well, the new Monkey Bill encourages teachers to, quote, present the scientific strengths and scientific weaknesses of existing scientific theories covered in the courses being taught. And this new law brings with it a lively debate among some, a collective sense of, here we go again. Should evolution and climate change be up for debate? If so, does biblical creationism have a place in that debate? Well, we're joined now by Nelson Turner, who teaches seventh grade science at the Woodlands Middle School in Brentwood, Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Nelson. We're also joined by Josh Rosenau, Programs and Policy Director at the National Center for Science Education. It's a nonprofit that defends the teaching of evolution and climate change in public schools. Josh, good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Let me start with you, Josh. Let me read that again. The law encourages and protects teachers to present the scientific strengths and scientific weaknesses of existing scientific theories covered in the courses being taught. That quote sounds to me like encouraging critical thinking. What's wrong with that?
Encouraging critical thinking is great. The problem is that when you apply that critical thinking to the way that this bill is written and the way that the bill has been pushed in the legislature and in Tennessee and in a dozen or so other states around the country in the last few years, all anyone seems to want to talk about is pitching evolution against creationism. And that's not something for the science class. That might be something for a comparative religions class or for a philosophy class. But scientifically speaking, evolution is just not controversial. It's not to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of it assumes that there are legitimate scientific weaknesses that are appropriate for high school science classes, and there just aren't.
And does it also, in your mind, imply that there are legitimate scientific merits of biblical creationism that don't belong in the classroom?
Creationism is, as a religious belief, people can take a range of views. But in the science classroom, I think we should teach science.
Let me turn to Nelson. Fair enough, Josh. Let me turn to Nelson Turner, who teaches seventh grade science. Nelson, let's just start off with this. It says in my notes that you don't believe in evolution. Let's establish that.
Yes, I believe there's some problems.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, you heard Josh Rosenau's charge that this is really an excuse to teach biblical creationism in a science class. You teach those classes. Is that what this is, or is this about critical thinking to you?
What the debate comes down to is what your understanding of what education really is. And if there really is two sides to an issue and you're really only teaching one viewpoint, then I don't call that education. I call that indoctrination.
Here's the question. You talk about two sides. People who are against this bill say there are two sides in a philosophy class, as Josh Rosenau said, but in a science class, there aren't two sides to evolution versus creationism. One has evidence, the other doesn't, and it's a science class.
Yeah, it comes down to your viewpoint and knowing whether there is a scientific viewpoint if there is a credible biblical viewpoint as well.
Are you saying, Nelson Turner, that the Bible is a textbook in your science class?
Oh, no. And that's not what the Tennessee law is either. Some people think that this was an open door for us to teach creationism, but actually the law has an amendment to it that allows discussion of controversial issues based only for topics that are related to our curriculum.
What about that, Josh Rosenau? Since you worry about the policy of teaching science in science class. Students should be smart enough, if they're taught to think critically, to decide for themselves, hey, if creationism happens to come up in science class, you know what? That doesn't really sound like science to me. That sounds more like religious studies, and I'll stick to the science. Can't kids do that?
It would certainly be nice, but in seventh grade or in ninth grade, where students are really still learning what science is and what science isn't. And one of the things that really worries me about bills like this one is that it blurs those lines and it makes it harder for students to learn, not just around evolution and creationism or around climate change or the human cloning that the bill also talks about, but for a host of other issues, makes it harder for students to really learn where we draw that line and how science over centuries has developed a set of systems for testing claims about the world that makes it an incredibly powerful tool and that makes it different from religion. Not to say that it's, you know, for all questions it has to be superior, but in science class we should teach science.
Nelson Turner and not
muddy the waters.
Nelson Turner, in your science class, would you be willing to present evolution as a concept that has plenty of evidence, fossil record, scientific evidence, etc.? And if somebody brought up creationism to say, yes, some people believe this, but it's not science, it's something else?
Well, now with the Tennessee law, I do have the freedom to do that. And
would you do that?
I would approach it is by asking the students to do their own research and then to enter into a debate based upon having debate topics to add to the discussion.
There are two views of a new Tennessee law that allows teachers and students to challenge scientifically accepted concepts like evolution and climate change. You just heard two views, one from Josh Rosenau, Program and Policy Director for the National Center for Science and Education. Nelson Turner, who teaches seventh grade at the Woodlands Middle School in Brentwood, Tennessee, teaches science, in fact. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.